In this bulletin, over 800 killed in an earthquake in Afghanistan. Protests continue in Indonesia despite the president's announcement on perks. And in sport, Port Adelaide's long-serving coach Chris Davies announces his departure. In the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Caroline Riches. Authorities say over 800 people have been killed and at least 2,800 injured in a 6.0 magnitude earthquake that struck Afghanistan on Sunday. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed condolences as the Taliban government appeals for international assistance to support victims. The UN says its team in Afghanistan is delivering emergency assistance and life-saving support as desperate residents search for loved ones. With whole villages destroyed, a spokesperson for the Taliban Health Ministry, Sharafat Zaman Amar, says the number of casualties is likely to grow.
Many injured people have been taken to health centres in Laghman, Nangarhar in Kunal provinces. The number of casualties is likely to increase because the situation is serious, as the rescue teams are in the area to save the victims of earthquake. So far, hundreds of casualties are reported. Therefore, we urgently call on humanitarian organisations to step in and provide immediate support so the residents of the affected areas can be protected from further tragedies. Humanitarian organizations are also urged to assist in preventing the spread of communicable diseases in the affected areas.
Hundreds of students continue to protest in Indonesia despite President Prabowo Subianto announcing the repeal of some of the parliamentary privileges that sparked the demonstrations. On Sunday, the president announced the House of Representatives leaders would recall several policies, including high housing allowances for parliamentarians, following the most significant protests in decades. At least five people died during the demonstrations, including a ride-sharing driver who was hit by police in an armed vehicle. The leader of the Makassar State University student organization, Sayamri, says students are not satisfied with the president's response.
The reason we are still protesting on the streets is that President Prabowo's statements yesterday in his press conference did not accommodate demands from students and civil society.
The chief of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, has reaffirmed the EU's support for Lithuania after her plane's satellite signal was jammed while over Bulgaria in a suspected Russian operation. A European Commission spokesperson has confirmed the jamming incident. Speaking in Lithuania, Ms. von der Leyen says the country is being tested by Russia and Europe stands fully with Lithuania as a frontline state.
All in all, let me reassure you that as Lithuania is being tested, Europe as a whole is being tested. We are with you in all possible ways, and this is also one of the reasons why I'm very glad to be here with you today.
Ms. von der Leyen is visiting countries that are on the borders with Russia. To Australia now, and South Australian police say they are searching for the man who was seen holding a placard of alleged cop killer Desi Freeman during the anti-immigration rally in Adelaide on Sunday. Acting Commissioner Linda Williams says the police are trying to locate and interview the man who's alleged to have held the sign with the words "Free Man" written on it.
No doubt in my mind, every reasonable person who saw that image would be absolutely disgusted by what they saw. This is a man who has been wanted by Victoria Police for the shooting of two police officers who families would no doubt have seen this image and would be likely distraught by what they have seen, as would every right-minded person, particularly every right-minded police officer.
A Chinese national has pleaded not guilty to the charge of reckless foreign interference at the ACT Magistrates Court. The woman was arrested in August, accused of gathering information about a Buddhist group in Canberra for China. The charge carries a maximum of 15 years imprisonment. Her lawyer has applied to extend a suppression order on her identity, claiming the exposure could cause intense levels of media scrutiny and may lead to jury prejudice. The court granted the order, and the woman will remain behind bars until her return to court in November. To sport now, and Port Adelaide's long-serving manager Chris Davies is expected to join Carlton after quitting the club. The 46-year-old will depart from Port Adelaide at the end of the season after an 11-year stint with the Power. The club's coach, Ken Hinckley, will also be leaving the club by the end of the season. Davis says Port Adelaide has been a significant part of his working life and he's confident the club is well positioned for success under new coach Josh Carr. And from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Caroline Riches.